It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Are you fully staffed?
Boy, I sure wish I could say yes. We're not. We have five openings for a police officer right now that we are recruiting for. And some people say, well, gosh, how many police officers do you have? We're actually authorized 26 police officers, including myself. And then we have our support staff, which brings us to a grand total of 34 people at the police department. And unlike in past years, the loss of staff is not to other law enforcement agencies, which has kind of been the traditional. We've been a training place for people to come, get a couple years in, and because of the pay scale and benefits that we do or don't offer, you know, then people leave to bigger and better career opportunities, which is unfortunate. That hurts us. But that's not so much the current issue. The current issue is private businesses are raiding my ranks. You know, from everybody from UPS, which I did not realize what a great opportunity UPS can provide somebody. But they have a great benefit package, awesome pay. Also, Ducommon, Old Dominion Trucking, all of these places have stolen some of my employees in recent times. So, you know, we have to, you know, look at, as a city, how can we retain, how can we recruit and hold on to those people for a much longer period of time? We don't want to be a training department. We want to be a career agency. And this isn't anything new. Parsons has been doing this with turnover rates of up to 25% of police and fire for the last 20 years. And that's just not a good way to do business. In our hiring process, you know, we're doing medicals, we're doing psychological testing, we're doing drug testing, we're doing polygraph. So literally, if you can steal one of my employees, you probably have already gotten somebody who has already run the gamut for a background check, more so than about any other profession, you know, in this community would do.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.